Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is Sunday, June 21st, 2015. It is 11:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, B. Says. I do politics, I do praise, and I do productivity. This Sunday morning, our nation grieves the death of 9 people who died at the hands of racism. Yes, one person killed 9 people because of racism. And yes, gun violence has to be included in what has happened here. But the problem is greater than that one person who pulled the trigger of that gun. There are millions and millions of guns in America. And there are millions of people who are racist in America. And racism continues in America because Americans allow it to grow. We see it. It might even be that it's taught in homes, or if it's not actually being taught in homes, it could be that children are growing up hearing it. It's been shattered in their lives. They pay attention. If in 2015, 21-year-old white could have enough hate for black skin in their heart to kill 9 people, you know this is greater than that one person who pulled the trigger of one gun. And we have to fix it. It says we have a problem, America. Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning, I try to bring a little politics, more praise, and some things about productivity across the airwaves to go out into the universe, because I know what the problems are in America. Man cannot be idle. A lot of times we hear to talk about what we call, quote unquote, the inner city poverty, but there's poverty throughout America. And when we have young people, 21 years old, who don't work, that's and loaded and bursting with energy, but there are no jobs. There are no jobs for black young people who drop out of school. There are no jobs for black young people who complete high school and graduate. There are no jobs for black people who graduate college. Now, we all know that. But let me back it up and say this other part to this. There are no jobs for white young people who drop out of school. There are no jobs for white young people who graduate high school. There are no jobs for white young people who complete college and go out looking for jobs. There are not jobs. More in that area do get hired, but there are not enough jobs in America. And I say to you this Sunday morning, every American deserves the best of America. Whether it's that white racist who shot down 9 people, or whether it's the child of a dignitary, every young person in America deserve the opportunity to go to work when they reach working age, and that's 18 in America, can deserve the best America can offer, and it's not happening. The only thing we all know this Sunday morning is that every American needs a job, or they need to be able to own and operate their own businesses so that they can provide for themselves and provide for their families and their loved ones in America, the land of opportunity, one of the richest countries. We, in this country, the land of opportunity, one of the richest countries, cannot find it in their hearts. They can't find it in their pocketbooks. They can't find it in their boardrooms to give every American a job. And that, to me, is the greatest problem we possess this morning as a country. So let me say this once more. Every American deserves the best of America, and it's not happening. And the one thing we all know is that every American needs a job, or they need to be able to operate their own businesses so that they can provide for themselves and for their families and their loved ones. And in America, the land of opportunity, one of the richest countries in the world, we cannot find it in our hearts, our pocketbooks, nor our boardrooms to give every American a job. And my question is, why? Why can't we do this? And my show today is titled, Believers Know Now. Show good people the way. Now, what do I mean by that? I wrote this show before that massacre, before that slaughter of people in South Carolina. I wrote this show. The Lord gave me the spirit to talk to believers about what believers know. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm a believer. And I know there are many believers in America today who believe Black Lives Matters is nothing more than something conjured up by blacks who don't want to follow the law. I know that. I've had too many conversations with too many people about that, and I've called them unattached to reality. I didn't call them liars because I don't think they even know that they lie when they say that. This country is hurting, and partially because believers haven't did their part, because they blame issues, the matters of death, of young black people, on young black people not wanting to do what's right. And it can be no farther. It's the farthest thing from the truth. Because that man, that white racist who killed those nine people, killed those nine people out of hatred and ignorance. And that same ignorance that caused him to pull that trigger, that same ignorance is in boardrooms. That same ignorance is in our institutions. That same ignorance is in our law enforcement officers. That same ignorance is in the media. That same ignorance is in educators. That racism is not an isolated incident. He was just one of many. And because of his youth, he was able to not be able to really strategize what his role was in this. He gave up his life before it even started. And had there been jobs for this racist, he could have went on to work somewhere in a racist company and found other people who were racist like him and lived the rest of his life as a racist, if that is what he chose to do, without killing people. But because America cannot find it in their hearts and in their pocketbooks and in their boardrooms to give American jobs, then we have the racist people killing black people. And the believers, I'm saying to you, believers, this Sunday morning, God has lifted the veil off you. 9 of every 10 Americans confess Christianity as their religion of choice. So this Sunday morning, people travel all different directions, going to serve, going to worship. A tweeter wrote something to this effect. If you want to end racism in America, this Sunday morning we can start. He says white churches need to start talking to their congregations about what it is that they are doing to destroy this country with their racist acts, their racist language, their racist means of operating their businesses. It's more than inner city black youth that need jobs today, this Sunday morning. And our churches, black churches or white churches, have a role. The racism is coming out of congregations, white businesses, white homes. And the victims are coming out of black churches, black businesses, black homes. And one of the sad parts is a lot of people in the black churches is on middle ground. And we Christians know what God say about us. If we lukewarm, he spits you out. He don't have a place for you. And a lot of churches are lukewarm when it comes to God. And I believe that God is telling doors to stop hiding in the churches. I mean, how many prayer meetings does it take for you to get into heaven? But how many people are you helping when you're in your prayer meetings? I believe God told the churches on Wednesday, June 17th, to come out of to go into the streets. And when I say go into the streets, I mean live outside those walls. I can't put my feet on the ground and protest. But I donate money. I donate services. I do shows. I'm online. I got blogs online. I correct wrong when I hear it. I've been online now for different shows and things for the last 6 or 7 years. I've yet to be able to establish a relationship with other Christians. And I know they are out there, but I know they are hiding. And I don't hide my Christianity. I don't hide my patriotism. And I don't hide that I do job readiness workshops, and I believe every man should have a job, no matter what color his skin is, once he becomes the job age. And I believe that believers, worshipers, are not what God would want them to do. I think believers are spending too much time on their knees, and they have to stand up and put on the full armor, and they have to fight, as Isaiah 40 and 31 says. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Yes, we must pray, but we also must put on the full armor. And to put on the wings as eagles and stay up in a church, you're just going to bump into walls. So while if only thing believers are doing is sitting in the churches and praying, and then their prayers are bumping around up in those churches, bumping into those walls. If you're not taking that faith and putting that faith into work, because Scripture says faith without work is dead. And I think God took the veil off believers. And I think now the believers know that black lives matter. And because black lives matter, all lives matter. And that's where we got to get to. But I think too many believers been thinking that black lives don't matter. I think too many believers have been thinking that when these black youth are killed on the streets, it's because they haven't been doing what was right and they haven't been respecting themselves. Whether I respect myself or not, if I didn't pull a gun on a man to kill him, then why did he kill me? Why would he want to kill me? It's racist acts that's taking the lives of black youth, and it's believers in the churches who have convinced themselves only those black youth would do better. They wouldn't be dying at the hands of police officers, and they wouldn't be dying at the hands of community service workers. And believers are wrong. And now, I do think believers know now. And when believers know, when they do know, then they must show good people the way. That's God's way. God's way is for those who believe in Christ to lead the way, to bring others to him. You can't bring nobody to you if you never see nobody other than somebody who've already given their life to Christ. You can't bring others to Christ if you do not communicate with others who have not given their lives to Christ. And that means you have to be in this world, not sitting in a church praying every Wednesday night. If you're going to pray before you hit the streets, fine. If you're going to pray in that church on Wednesdays, make sure every Wednesday that you have given yourself a strategy that you're going to do something the week coming in, and then the next week you follow up. Just like when you do your building funds, you build the churches. You got to build your communities, too, in the same manner, with the same dedication, with the same kind of prayers, with the same kind of faith, with the same kind of work. And that means white churches got to do the same. Regardless of the congregation, regardless of the pastor, the color of that person, churches should be delivering the same messages to the congregations. And it's not happening. And because it's not happening, now we got to have a different message for a while in these churches. Can we get people back on track as God would have us to be as human beings? And we haven't been there in America, because America has been totally divided since the first thievery act of the land being stolen from Indians. We've got to fix all of that, America. We've got to admit the truth. We are where we are today now because we've been able to be unified in a lot of ways, because blacks have turned the other cheek. The Native American Indians turned the other cheek. Immigrants come to this country and turn the other cheek. We don't have no more cheeks to turn. Now we have to admit what the wealthy white men did to this country, and we have to fix it. And the wealthy white men has to be a part of it. Wealth has to be a part of it. And if wealth declined to be a part of it, then it's up to working class people to develop new wealth, create new wealth, begin a working class financial revolution. That anyhow. But then we have some leverage, and we're no longer on the menu at the table, but we get a seat at the table when we get some financial revolution going on. And that's not a difficult thing for us to do. We can do this. But we have to recognize one another as human beings. And we have to recognize what has been done to this country in the name of greed, and even sometimes in the name of God. Believers know now, and it's up to believers to show good people the way. because those nine people, from what I understand, were believers, and they are dead this morning. They went into the church to pray. Nine believers are dead. We got protesters that's been out on the streets since August the 9th of 2014 protesting the oppression of people. And it continues. And it must continue. And we must support it. And we must support it for the right and the good that can come out of it. And we have to assure that nothing but right and good comes out of it. And regardless of who started the protest is the right thing to do. And no, I did not set foot on not one pavement in heat, nor rain, nor snow, but I sat at computers and I delivered messages and I retweeted tweets and I wrote out shows to broadcast and I donated money and I prayed and tears have fallen down my face and I prayed on and I begged people to keep the focus. And I lifted my hands up in prayer every day since the death of Mike Brown, asking God to deliver this land. So I say to you guys, watch your thoughts, for your thoughts become words. Watch your words, for your words become action. Go to the ant. Too lazy to make things happen in your communities and in your churches and in your places of business and in your schools. Stop being too lazy. Consider the ant and consider her ways and be wise and know that one ant is not a fear to anybody, but a mound of ants will back up elephants. We got work to do, America. And I say to you this Sunday morning, yes, America is uprising. Yes, believers know the way. And yes, believers need to show good people the way. And yes, we got to be wise like the ant, America. And yes, believers are supposed to be the ones to point the way. And yes, good people are to follow. And yes, we need a financial revolution. And we will get the attention of the greedy wealthy when we begin our own financial revolution, America. It's time for us to do this, working class people. There's an uprising in America this Sunday morning. An uprising actually is not nothing new. Uprisings is new to today's generations. The uprisings are generating an energy that is pulling in people who would not normally believe, except the veil has been removed and now they can see. There is chaos in America, and the chaos is based on the belly and the heart of evil men. And people in America are born into poverty. People in America work all their adult lives living in poverty. And people in America die in poverty. It doesn't have to be that way. They die leaving little of nothing and lots of debt. More times than not, those left behind have to get in debt to even bury their loved ones. Poverty and debt of the majority of the people of America should not be. Poverty, unemployment, prisons is what working class people know. And we can get past that with a financial revolution. Poverty and debt does not have to be, but it's rampant in America, the land of opportunity. Poverty does not have, we can whoop this together. If we come together, whites, blacks, Mexicans, Asians, we can whip this. And I don't mean come together and let's live together. I don't mean come together and let's hold one another's hands. I mean let's come together with our skills, our money, and set up businesses in our own communities, starting right out of our homes. We can set up businesses that will support working class people, because if we don't look out for ourselves, who's going to look out for us? We have to stand for what is right, and we have to fight the necessary battles in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Money answered all things, and the love of money is the root of all evil. Evil prevails when good people do nothing. And believers, after what happened on Wednesday, June 17th, after a racist went into a church and struck down 9 lives because of the color of their skin, you should now know this is not about hoodlums. This is not about thugs. This is about slavery. This country has never admitted it. It hasn't been redeemed. It's embedded into our lifestyles. And there's a fear in the oppressed people of this country. And now, the oppressed people are not just blacks. The oppressed people are poor whites also. The fear has to go. And believers, now you know it's not about thugs. And so now you are obligated in the name of the Lord thy God to do your part. And you must show others the way. Because the money is in our churches. And the money is in our church goers. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts. And there is not an evil thing I've said this Sunday morning. A financial revolution changes the odds. And believers, to do something with the rest of us, to save us. And I am a believer, but I am not a believer who you will find on my knees in a church on a Wednesday night for prayer study. Been there, done that, saw nothing was coming out of that, gave that up, and found a different way to deliver evil from the land of America. I'm B. Says, and I want you to join me in this financial revolution. You can send me a message right here at blogtalkradio.com/BEES1. You can communicate with me live on Twitter at B. Says Politics. And, of course, I have an email account, info@cookandclean. That's cook with a K and clean with a K .com. If you want to do something, I'm here, and I'm with you, and I put my money where my mouth is.